let me just pray for Steve and then all over to you. Yeah, Lord, Lord, it's all over to you. Lord, we entrust this time to you. You are King, you are Lord. We want to recognize that again. Lord, I pray that that would be true as Steve speaks, Lord, as he opens up your word. Have your way. Have your way in this place, Lord. Have your way in our hearts. Make us ready to receive, ready to hear, ready to see. And Lord, I pray that you would become more apparent in our lives. You would cause us all in this room to fall more in love with you, Lord, and lead us into truth. Lead us into your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Great to see you all, and lovely to see so many new faces, visitors. It's wonderful to have you here with us. I just thought that was such an incredible picture that Sandra bought of making a way for Jesus, laying those palm branches, laying those clothes. And I was just, Lord, I just want us to do that today. I want to do that for you. I want to honor you. Lord, let our hearts, let this, the atmosphere of what we're about today be about honoring you. And Lord, we just want to come this morning to say, Lord, would you, Lord, be glorified? Would you be honored? I want to thank you, Lord, that you are worthy and so incredibly wonderful to be worshipped, to be loved, to be heralded, to be excited about, to be one giving honor to. And Lord, we want to be those people today that do that for you, that lay our lives down for you, surrendering to you, Lord. There's nobody or nothing and no one better than you. Thank you for what you've done in our lives. This is just a small response to what you've done, Lord, for us in our lives. You've done so much. I pray, Father, you would just touch every person, every life, Lord, here today. Lord, you know where everybody is at. You know what they need. You know which stage they're in. Lord, you know what questions are going on, Lord, in their lives. Lord, would you come by your Spirit, Lord, and just touch and minister. Bring life, Lord, this morning in each life today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you just for your presence here with us. I want to talk about just the importance of God's presence this morning. And I hope you've been worshiping, praying, and meeting with God this week personally. Because actually coming into an atmosphere like this, it's so much easier when it's just a natural flow of what's going on. You know, we don't need to spend the first three songs kind of just getting into it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, actually, God doesn't want that for us. You know, he wants us to every day just meeting with him, praying, worshiping, putting that music on, or whatever it is that really makes you connect to God. And then when we come together, it's not a shock. It's just a natural continuation of what God's doing in us throughout the week. So I hope that that is your experience, and I want to encourage you to make it your experience if it's not. And this morning I want to talk not just about the theory of God's presence with us and the importance, but I want to talk a little bit about how I've just experienced and encountered that, and how that's brought me into a place of just awe and wonder and amazement and just love for Jesus to a new level, to a new degree. And I want to say, guys, today, if you're a Christian and you've been a Christian a long time, there's so much more to continue to discover and to experience and to understand. And to it's a journey. It's exciting, you know, to walk with this amazing God that is. There's so many facets and part to who he is. And if you're not a Christian, today, then God's also got an incredible future for you. He's got an incredible future for you if you will turn to him. And all of us that are Christians came to that point of recognizing, I need a savior. I need to follow this Jesus. And every single one of us had that moment. And if you haven't had that moment yet, then today can be that moment for you. And we will make opportunity for that later on. But Matthew 28, verse 20.